The Letter to the Hebrews, Chapter 4. Therefore, let us fear while we are invited to enter the rest of God, lest any of you be left behind. We received the gospel exactly as they did, but hearing the message did them no good, because they did not share the faith of those who did listen. We are now to enter this rest because we believed, as it was said, I was angry and made a solemn vow, they will never enter my rest. That is the rest of God after he created the world. In another part it was said about the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. But now it is said, they will not enter my rest. We must conclude that some will enter the rest of God, and that those who first received the good news did not, because of their disobedience. Yet God again assigns a day when he says, today, and declares through David many years later, if you hear God's voice today, do not be stubborn. So it was not Joshua who let them enter the land of rest. Otherwise, God would not have assigned another day later on. Then some other rest or Sabbath is reserved for the people of God. For those who enter this rest of God, rest from all their works, as God rests from his work. Let us strive, then, to enter the rest, and not to share the misfortune of those who disobeyed. For the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and judges the intentions and thoughts of the heart. All creation is transparent to him. Everything is uncovered and laid bare to the eyes of him to whom we render account. Christ is our high priest. We have a great high priest, Jesus, the Son of God, who has entered heaven. Let us then hold fast to the faith we profess. Our high priest is not indifferent to our weaknesses, for he was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sinning. Let us then with confidence approach the throne of grace. We will obtain mercy and, through his favor, help in due time.